How do you feel right now?
I'm exhausted. But really happy. I'm happy that the concert is tonight. I think everybody is really happy. I'm battling with a sore throat, so I'm just praying that I have a singing voice through the end of this evening, and then anything can happen. So just trying to take care of last-minute details. It's a little stressful, things I'm not accustomed to doing.
Well, this is something... You've been doing concerts in April and August, but this is something brand new, right?
Oh, this is totally different. This is totally different. This kind of entails a whole slew of details that I've never been involved with before, from finding a concert venue. That was the first hurdle. Designing the concert flyer. Creating a choir. Inviting people to be part of the choir. Then... gathering as many arrangements as possible. I have my own arrangements. Plus, I gave them choir books full of my own arrangements by Haridas, by Prachar, by Valery Piankov, a lot more than what we're going to perform tonight. But making the choir books is like a big production, having rehearsals, finding that the singers are not actually as used to this type of thing as I would have imagined. Things were taking longer to learn. They were taking longer for their voices to get warmed up and get them used to singing one thing while somebody else is singing something else. Then trying to publicize the concert. Flyering, postering, talking to people about making phone calls, every single possible way to advertise. Then there's the whole money aspect. I had to suddenly fundraise because this concert's costing probably $1,100 just from concert venue to producing the flyers and posters to getting a SIM card for the... What phone number do you put on the flyer? It's like all these little details. And today we still didn't have lights. I wanted to get a gift for the pastor. Got a gift certificate to Oneness Fountain Heart. I don't know what you're going to be able to use. You know, like little things that I just... It's been a constant focus for me for at least 6 weeks.
Okay, so you said it goes back prior to 6 weeks, that this something happened months ago. This started this thing percolating and bubbling and growing and evolving.
I'm turning 40 in 2 days, and, you know, I've always wanted to do something to manifest Guru's music, but, you know, I, quote, never have the time, unquote. And, you know, I put in a lot of hours of service in other ways, but not anything that involves the public. I sort of am part of other things that other people do, but I've never taken on a project that reaches out to the public myself. So I thought this is a really good time to do something, and I thought this is something that I could offer.
So the coincidence is it's a birthday, it's Christmas, colliding together at this particular time, and why not?
Why not? It's coincidental. My birthday's a week before Christmas. Guru had me write arrangements, and choral singing is something that's traditionally enjoyed at this time of year. So it kind of all comes together that the thing that I could offer just happens to fit into this time of year so nicely.
I mean, there's no way of easily describing it as a birthday present or a challenge for your birthday, but, I mean, it's involved a whole bunch of different things in a way, really, that come together to make you step up and attempt something really, really difficult.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be this difficult.
Well, wait a second. If you had known it was going to be all these little details, would you get scared?
No. I have this sickness. I dream up something, and I have to be really careful what I dream up, because before I know it, I'm working so passionately to fulfill a vision that I've had, and it's crazy, and then I'm my own torturer, and it happens all the time. It's like I'm not satisfied until I'm achieving something, and when I'm trying to achieve it, I'm tortured, and then, yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say that here, I was going to break it down into one thing is coming up with the arrangements and the idea, and the second thing is... The major thing is working with, getting these people, there were, you know, a couple of dozen people here, out to come and join into your vision, which is also a whole other level of complexity and challenge as well, right?
I find that people really love this kind of thing. And I decided at its inception that it wasn't going to be something that I had to chase after people to be a part of. like the local performance, when we do that, I'm trying to get, my goal is numbers. So I'm chasing after people to get them to come to rehearsals and commit, even people who are not comfortable singing. But this, I wanted this to be something that only those who would naturally really be committed to would participate in. And I've actually been pleasantly surprised at the numbers of singers that have joined, and they're fully committed. I told them right at the beginning, I sent out a letter, and it said, this means a heavy commitment. For girls, it means 2 rehearsals a week, 1.5 hours each. For boys, once a week, 1.5 hours. Turns out we've actually had to rehearse more. I've added more days per week, and the 1.5 hour rehearsals have turned into 2 hour rehearsals. And some people have dropped out, but it's like, I won't chase after them because I know the commitment it requires, and I know that some people are so enjoying this that they're ready to make that commitment. So I'm doing it with those people.
Okay. Now, the arrangements themselves, how does that come about? I mean, you said some of these were already created and written down, or...
All of them, except one. I wrote one new arrangement for this concert.
Which one is that?
The Kingdom of Heaven is Within You. It's the words by the Christ, and Guru set music to it. And the reason I wrote this new arrangement is because in rehearsals, all of the pieces we were performing with the full choir had a similar quality, a little bit slow, beautiful, moving, but it had a sort of, I don't know, I guess they were slow. Well, I needed something that resembled joy to the world. I need something that brought joy, because all the other arrangements brought beauty, they brought depth, they bring love and aspiration, but not real exuberant joy. And so, and I also wanted to add one more Christ song.
Well, how does the process work that you find that arrangement? I mean, do you sit down, look at the song, and then it comes to you slowly, or you see it kind of open up in front of you like a great vista? How does the arrangement work? How does it create it?
Do you mean any arrangement?
No, the one you just did now for this.
The one I just did now, I knew the feeling that I wanted, so it was a matter of finding the song that fit the feeling.
And so you got a feeling, you say, how about this song? And then you sit down and you have to write 5, 6, 7, 8 parts?
Only 3 parts.
Oh, 3 parts.
It's a 4-part arrangement. So you have the melody and 3 harmony parts. And the way the full choir is arranged is you have girls who sing a higher part, they're called sopranos, girls who sing a lower part, they're altos, and then the boys are divided into tenors and basses. So it's already a preset number of parts. Many of my arrangements I did before that we're performing are divided differently. Some of them are in 3 parts, some of them are in 6 parts, some of them are in 4 parts. There's no consistency.
But it's not a mechanical process. I mean, there is a little spark of inspiration that comes in. It's not like saying you split the voices because they harmonize here, but there's a real art to that, right?
It's a combination of the two. It's a combination of the two. It's like somebody who builds furniture who's very artistic. It's a creative process, and you want to create something beautiful, but there are a lot of technicalities that you need to know. You need to know how to build a piece of furniture. You can't just be an artist and know how to build a piece of furniture. And it's similar with writing an arrangement. It's like you have an artistic vision, or you hear something, you know where you want it to go, and then it's a matter of actually mechanically putting the pieces together, actually.
Well, what is your favorite part of this whole thing? I mean, the... working with the music, working with the singers, performing? Or is it just like every little thing has its own reward, maybe? What do you think about that?
I think each aspect does have its own reward, but I would say my favorite part is watching the singers go from a state of not knowing to a state of knowing, and then achieving, and then being proud of themselves that they have achieved it, and watching the joy on their faces to suddenly create something beautiful that they perhaps didn't know they had the capacity to do. So the teaching process I really, really love. And over the course of weeks, watching the whole performance improve and watching them feel satisfied with what they have learned to do.
Do you think this is the start of something new? I mean, something new in terms of public performances, or it's just a natural progression of everything that's been happening the last 5, 6 years?
That's really hard to say. It could be. I don't know. I mean, I never really think about what happens next. Because things come. I mean, 4 months ago, I never would have I never would have thought of this. I never would have known. I would never have thought that what has been happening over the last 4 or 5 years would have led to this. It actually didn't occur to me mentally at all. This came more as an inspiration, so I don't know where the next inspiration will come from and where it will lead. So if this is the beginning or if this is just a bridge to something else, I have no idea.
You know, there's going to be probably a small audience. It's not a very big venue. But in some way, you really must feel that this is touching a lot of people beyond the borders of Queens, and you're setting out a ripple of some way of inspiration and enthusiasm and manifestation that maybe doesn't have a boundary. That you're doing something. Something's happening here in New York that's going to inspire others. Do you feel that?
Do you mean amongst the disciples?
Amongst the disciples, perhaps. And you know, I don't know how, if you've even thought of it yet. I mean, because it's so. Right now, it's dress rehearsal, it's da-da-da-da-da, but, I mean, it is something that's going to be, people will be aware of and know that what happened here in New York, and it will touch people in ways that maybe we don't know.
So I'm doing something that I was instructed to do and told to do and trained to do, and perhaps because Guru saw this vision or whatever, but it's not to say that other people should follow. It's like, don't try this at home.
I guess do this at home, kids, but yeah. The fact is, this is really a great event. And, not barring the, what that it's involving choral singing and harmony, mm-hmm. but it's a real new manifestation, something bright. It's just all of a sudden just going into the world. I mean, it's already entered the world now, in some ways, before it's even been performed. Mm-hmm. But people will hear about it, and and they'll be saying, well, what am I doing? I mean, Pari in New York and the people here are doing something else. What can we do? Mm-hmm. What else are we challenging ourselves? This whole self-transcendence idea, you know what I mean?
I think newness is contagious, actually. And it's true that different people have different things to offer. Everybody has their own skills and their own inspirations, and maybe it's true this newness could catch on. That if we're creating something new here, maybe somebody somewhere else can think of creating something new there. And the other thing I wanted to say is most of the time that we here in New York consider doing an event for the public, we immediately think of Manhattan because that's where the densest population of people is. So a lot of people here in Queens have never heard of Guru, and they live closest to where Guru decided to live. You go a little bit north of here, it's all Jewish, Chinese, Korean. They have never heard of Guru, and they don't know about us. But I liked the opportunity to plaster Guru's face and name all over Queens and hand out leaflets to thousands of people who would never otherwise have been, approached.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.